Liu's obituary tablet is a model of colourful self-praise, and he aims a great deal higher than Anthony Howard's Man of Unusual Charm. He tells us that his behaviour set a standard which was destined to cause a revolution in popular manners. In public life, he was an exemplar of benevolence, justice, statesmanship, modesty, loyalty, truthfulness and deference, and his military skills were compared to the fabled heroes of the past. In one great feat, we're assured, he beat off invading troops as a man brushes flies from his nose. It's great stuff. Liu Qingxun pursued his illustrious, if turbulent, career in the high days of the Tang dynasty, which ran from 618 to 906. The famous Silk Road was in full swing. The Tang era represents, for many Chinese, a golden age of achievement, both at home and abroad. This great, outward-looking empire, along with the Abbasid Islamic Empire in the Middle East, together created what was effectively a huge single market for luxury goods that ran from Morocco to Japan. You won't find it written in many European histories, but these two giants in effect shaped and dominated the early medieval world. Western Europe, by contrast, when Liu Qingxun died in 728 and our tomb figures were created, was a remote and underdeveloped backwater, an unstable patchwork of small kingdoms and precarious urban communities. The Tang ruled a unified state that stretched from Korea in the north to Vietnam in the south and far west along the Silk Road into Central Asia. The power and the structure of this state, along with its enormous cultural confidence, are vividly embodied in Liu Qingxun's ceramic tomb figures.